Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Turn me to Exodus chapter number 9. Exodus chapter number 9. Hold your place there. The same thing happened in a roundabout way. I don't believe it's the same type of sores, but we see the same illustration here. When the children of Israel was in captivity and Moses went to Pharaoh, said, "Let my people go." And Pharaoh said, no, I won't let you go. And those plagues that would come upon the people of Egypt, the Israelites, the Jewish nation was not affected by these plagues. Even though they lived in Egypt in captivity, the plagues affected the Egyptians. In Exodus chapter number 9, let's begin verse number 8. And the Lord said unto Moses and unto Aaron, "Take you handfuls of ashes of the furnace, and let Moses sprinkle it toward the heaven in the sight of Pharaoh." By the way, that ought to have been an interesting sight. Pharaoh's out there in his palace. He's already had the flies. He had the lice out there. He's probably out there trying to get relief. Okay, and Moses is out there. Of course, you're in Egypt. There's some desert and out there and all, probably got close to the palace. He said, "I want Pharaoh to see this." So Moses scoops some dirt and he throws it toward Pharaoh. God said, I want Pharaoh to see this in the sight of Pharaoh. Verse number 9, "And it shall become small dust in all the land of Egypt, and shall be a boil breaking forth with blains," which is something that's inflammatory and it erupts. It sounds nasty, but it's like pus and it just erupts, it boils, "upon man, upon beast, throughout all the land of Egypt. And they took the ashes of the furnace and stood before Pharaoh, and Moses sprinkled it up toward heaven. It became a boil breaking forth the blains upon man and upon beast. And the magicians could not stand before Moses because of the boils. For the boils was upon the magicians and upon all the Egyptians." Why did I read that? Because I want you to notice it was not upon the Israelites. The same way I think going here, Revelation chapter number 16, turn back there, that these grievous sores, it affects all the unbelievers, those who accepted the mark of the beast, only them. Now, I read some interesting things this week, I really did, concerning this, how people, great Bible scholars, how can it affect believers, unbelievers, and not affect the believers? One guy said this, it's his theory, that could it be when they received the mark of the beast, that whether it's a tattoo or whatever it was, that there was some chemical in there that whenever God released, the angel released whatever it was, it affected this chemical and some kind of something happened in their body. And people try to explain all things away. Why can't they just believe that God knows who's, makes it, keep it simple. Just like it was in the days of Moses, there's the Egyptians and Israelites are all living together, you know, basically in the same area. And the Egyptians got it and the Israelites, people sometimes get too smart for their britches. I just believe that God just knows if they have the mark of the beast, they're going to receive these sores, these boils that's going to be affected, much like, probably like Job. Remember how God allowed Satan to bother Job, wouldn't take his life, but you can do it. "Well, if you let me, Lord, he'll curse you." No, he won't. Of course, we know the rest of the story. The devil got a hold of Job from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. All these boys, could it be that, well, the Bible doesn't say, but could it be that because Satan did that to God's servant, God said, "Okay, I got one for you now. I'm going to do it for your people." So I don't know, but it's interesting that happened to Job, and he, of course, not only survived, he thrived through all that. He didn't curse God, and the Lord giveth, Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord, and all this other kind of stuff when he lost his kids and all. But we see it results in sores, this first vial that only affects the unbelievers on this earth. Before we get to verse number 3, notice verse number 1 affects the entire earth, the land mass. Verse number 2 or 3 affects the sea. the sea. Remember when we began the book of the Revelation, chapter number 5, where Jesus took the title deed of the universe, and all of this belongs to Him. He created this all. The heavens and the earth, He created this. Man fails, and Satan is the prince and the ruler of this earth. And I use this term all the time. I think Satan is like a squatter. He took residence here. It doesn't belong to him. And during the tribulation period, Jesus is going to get it back. And this whole earth is affected. And so we see that the land is affected in verse number 1 and 2. And then the second angel affects the sea. We're talking about the oceans of the earth. Verse number 3, and the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man. And every living soul died in the sea. Let me give you just a word of advice. If you want to go deep sea fishing, you better go now. Not that they're going to do it during the tribulation period, but every living thing in the sea, the whales, the fish, the sharks, even the little organisms, whatever they are, little snails, little crabs, you know, we like going to the beach, see them fiddler crabs. Every living thing died in the sea. It became, as the Bible says, as the blood of a dead man, which means it becomes like congealed. Like it, when the blood of a person, it kind of moves and it flows, but after somebody dies, the blood flow stops, and I don't know a lot about it, but I do know after a while it just becomes congealed, and that's the picture we have here in verse number 3, that it became as the blood of a dead man. Now, again, a lot of Bible teachers and scholars will try to spiritualize this and say, well, it's either some kind of a star from heaven that falls or makes some kind of an awful thing, and it turns the... whether it's true or not, temple making, he's a smart fella. So I read somebody that said our blood, our body chemistry, and the salt water is not far apart. That it's very similar. I don't know. Have you heard of that temple? I never heard that before anyway, but one of these Bibles I was reading said it's very similar. And somehow God's going to change that, the salt water, to make it blood because of our blood. No, I don't know all of that, but I take it literally. I take it that the oceans of the world will literally be turned into blood. And the word is how would you say it? Haima? H-A-I-M-A is how you would, in the Greek word. Literally, it's the blood of men and of animals. Turn back with me is it in Exodus chapter, where you turn the water into blood? Okay, Exodus chapter number 7. Exodus chapter number 7. Okay, verse number 17. Again, we see the waters of Egypt turn into blood here. Thus saith the Lord, and this shall thou know that I'm the Lord. Remember, Pharaoh wouldn't let the people go. Okay, I will smite with the rod that is in my hand upon the waters which are in the river, and they shall be turned to blood. And the fish that is in the river shall die, and the river shall stink. And the Egyptians shall loathe to drink of the water of the river. Well, verse number 20 is the last part of that verse. In the sight of Pharaoh and the sight of his servants, and all his servants and all the waters that were in the river were turned to blood. And I love this next verse. And the fish that was in the river died, and the river stank. I love that word, stank. I don't know why it is something funny, but man, that stank. Okay. And the Egyptians could not drink of the water of the river, and there was blood throughout all the land of Egypt. I take this very literally.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And visit us this Sunday, July 10th, at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church to hear special guest speaker Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd. He'll be with us Sunday morning at 11 a.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. You won't want to miss it. We'll be having dinner on the grounds immediately following the service. So come hear Sheriff Grady Judd at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.